This is Pointing You Home on WNAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. More information at ericstewartgroup.com. I'm Eric. I'm the host every Sunday from 8 to 8:30 with the truth in real estate. I try to bring you the honesty. Don't fluff it. I don't try to win you through promises that aren't kept. I take a humble approach and I give my clients the best I possibly can, beginning to end. So thinking about selling your home or buying a home, call us at 800-900-9104. We're licensed in Maryland, D.C. and Virginia. Escalation clauses. Let me start with the word escalation, because I think the idea of having an escalator, it's a little bit confusing, but I think I can bring it down to earth for you. When you get on an escalator from one level in a mall and you're going up to the next, the escalator takes you up there and it climbs up, you know, step by step by step by step. It just sort of rolls on up. In a real estate contract, when two buyers are fighting to win a property, they're standing on ground floor. The property value, let's say, is $700,000 for the property, and both buyers are standing looking at this house at $700,000. They both, in their mind, come to a place where they say, I want this house, and I'm willing to pay more to get the house. I'm willing to pay up to a price. I'm not sure what that price is going to be, but I don't want to lose this house. I want my name on that mailbox, and I don't want anybody else's. Meanwhile, there's another buyer standing on the other side of the floor, saying the same thing to his wife. Honey, I don't want to lose this house. I want to do whatever we can. And she's saying, I know, me too. I know. What are we going to do? And well, we're going to have to pay what they're asking. And what about more? Well, I don't know. How much more? I don't know. How much more should we pay? Gosh, I feel so uncomfortable. I don't know how to judge the value of this property right now. How do I decide whether I should pay $705 or $725 or $800 or $900,000? So the challenge for a buyer making a multiple contract offer is knowing what price they have to pay in order to win in a contract scenario. You might have somebody who says, look, I'll pay list price $700,000. I had a client this past week made an offer on a townhouse for $760,000. That was the list price. And there were two other offers competing and they didn't want to go a penny higher. Now, I walked them through the whole process. This was the first offer that we were writing together. And I explained to them that I did not think that they were going to win if they did not compete more seriously to win the property. And they said, well, this is a serious offer. We're offering full price. We're putting up a 20% down payment. We're putting up 5% deposit, which is what I asked them for, $38,000. It's a very serious deposit. They did that. 5-day on a home inspection, 5-day rate on inspection, and pre-approval letter. Clean, very clean buyer, just ready to go. Boom. But at the end of the day, there are going to be three offers that the agent is looking at and going to consider. Now, if the other two come in at full price, we might win. But if the other two come in just a little higher, we're not. And so as I coached them through the idea of using an escalation clause, they weren't comfortable moving in that direction. They know this is the most that we want to pay. Okay. Last week, I had a home at $2.5 million. You know, I don't get a ton of those listings. There's really a special house, very, very special home and lot in Bethesda, Maryland. Very nice property. And through a series of escalation clauses, the property sold for more than the asking price. And the way that that worked was the buyers all saw the value at the asking price of 2.5. The buyers also saw more value than that and were willing to increase their offer up to where they saw the value. And that's where I want our minds to go right now. You've heard me say it before. If you listen to the show, Warren Buffett said, price is what you pay, but the value is what you get. So none of us want to make the mistake of buying something for too much money that isn't worth what we're paying for it, right? Or we end up getting it home and it's just cheap, foreign made, nothing quality about it, but we were sold it as a really good bill of goods. You ever been to one of those home shows? There are people there selling all kinds of things at the home shows, including pots and pans, and got involved in buying these pots and pans about, I don't know, 20 years ago that we still have. Wesco is the name of the company. Guaranteed for life. Well, folks, does a pot or a pan ever break? Sincerely, do you ever bring a pot or a pan? Do you need a guarantee for a pot or a pan? Maybe for a handle. The value was in the longevity of the created product, which it already had. You can go buy a pot or a pan at any store for a whole lot less money than one with a guarantee where you can go get free handles. Why not just buy a new pot, right? Anyway, I get off topic. It may be a little sore for me, but it was a good life lesson where I overspent for something that I didn't need to. When it comes to housing, we look at what we're purchasing and we decide, is this really worth it to me? Do I want this more than what somebody else wants it? And let's go back to the mall scenario where the two people are standing on that $700,000 floor. They're trying to decide how much higher to offer. The escalating terms, there's a factor, there's a cap, there's documentation, and there may be multiple escalations, okay? So the escalating factor says the following: in the event that the seller receives one or more additional bona fide offers to purchase the property with terms acceptable to the seller, but which result in net proceeds of sale payable to seller equal to or greater than the net proceeds of sale payable to the seller under this offer, then the sales price stated in this offer shall automatically increase to an amount which generates net proceeds of sale to the seller equal to $5,000 more or in excess of the next best offer, or $10,000 or $25,000 more than the next best offer. With a cap, so let's say these two buyers at $700,000, they are at $700,000. One says, it's worth it to pay $725,000 for this house. If it goes more than that, I don't want to pay more than that. So I'm going to put an escalator up to a cap of $725,000 with $5,000 being the escalating factor, meaning that if the two offers are at seven, the one who would go to seven and a quarter would go up $5,000 higher than the next best offer. And if the other offer is only at seven, they would only go up to $705,000. If the other offer is at 720, they would go to 725. If the other offer is at 730, they would stay at 725 because that was their cap. Now, if one party is willing to go to 725 and one's willing to go to 750 by $5,000, then you might have 725 in one case and 730 in the other. Now, what gets exciting in escalating factors for home sellers when you've got three or four of these and people go kind of crazy? I had one in McLean, Virginia, that was an $800,000 property that went to $905,000. And the documentation that the home buyer got was a copy of the other offer, which showed the escalation all the way to 900. And they were willing to go just a little higher to 905. So you can escalate up to your cap, up to your comfort level, and you can pay a margin difference that could be $500,000, $5,000, or $25,000. Now, one of the escalating clauses last week in that 2 weeks ago, now actually, excuse me, $2.5 million home in Bethesda had a $25,000 escalating factor. So it was going to beat the next best offer by $25,000 in order to win the purchase. In that price range, $25,000 is 1%. It was enough to separate. In that price range, $5,000 would not be, but $25,000 is some serious money. Okay. So you have to judge what the escalating factor is going to be in the offer based upon the price range of the home that you're selling or buying. The cap also needs to be considered. And then the last thing, and I'll tie us up here, is the documentation. The parties need to get a copy. If the buyer does pay above asking, they need to get a copy of the other offer. And then as a home seller, if you do have an escalating clause come in, you need to get the buyer to remove the appraisal contingency on that purchase, or they could potentially undo the contract later, because whenever there's financing, there are two buyers, the buyer and the bank. The buyer buys the house, pays that escalated price. The bank would come behind them and have an appraisal done. And if you remember that house in McLean I mentioned, that property sold at $905,000. The appraisal came in at $840,000. But when I sold that property representing that seller, I had the appraisal waived and I had the buyer come up with a $100,000 deposit. So they weren't tempted, and they were definitely thinking about it, they weren't tempted to walk away when the appraisal came in that much less and they got freaked out and concerned of what their parents were going to say. So we got to think about those things. That's how an escalation clause works. More information at ericstewartgroup.com or call us at 800-900-9104. Well, that's it for today. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
The Beacon Newspaper's first virtual 50-plus expo, now live at beacon50expo.com, takes place on an easy-to-use, specially designed website offering free access to speakers on a variety of health and financial topics, 24 classes including exercise, meditation, cooking, and more, entertainers ranging from comedians and singers to Broadway and classical music, plus nearly 100 government agencies, nonprofits, and businesses offering services and products for older adults. So that you'll have time to enjoy and absorb all this information, the expo site will remain available free of charge 24/7 through January 2021. Valuable door prizes are awarded to visitors every week throughout the period. Take a minute now on your home computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone to see what we're offering at beacon50expo.com. That's beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N, 50expo.com. And come back again and again to enjoy the speakers, classes, entertainers, and informative exhibits. Again, that's beacon50expo.com, sponsored by Maplewood Park Place of Bethesda and the Maryland Department of Aging.